And let's get an update on Egypt now. As protesters gathered outside his palace today and elsewhere around the capital, President Hosni Mubarak headed for the beach. He went to the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, to a palace there that he visits often. When Mubarak spoke last night in Cairo, many of his critics thought he would be announcing his resignation. The president did say he would hand over some powers to the new vice president, but insisted he's not going to be stepping down from the presidency now or leaving Egypt.
I will not separate from the soil until I'm buried underneath.
That's Mubarak speaking through an interpreter. He intends to remain president, he says, until elections in September, and he said that stepping down now would be bowing to outside pressure.
I cannot and will not accept to be dictated orders from outside, no matter what the source is and no matter what the excuses or justifications are.
So here's what we know as of now. President Mubarak has said he's going to keep his job. He delegated some powers to his vice president and spoke of changing the constitution. Then he left town. He's in or on his way to Sharm el-Sheikh today. The army has urged people to go home. People have ignored this order. In fact, the protests appear to have extended today. Masses of people are in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Many people also have gathered outside a presidential palace where Mubarak no longer is. They have also gathered outside Egyptian TV headquarters. In fact, some of the morning programs today were told had to do without guests. The guests could not make it into the studios through the masses of people outside. We've got reporters on the ground in Cairo. We'll bring you more as we learn it on NPR News.